All right, today is April 5th, 2018. This is Biblical Hebrew 1, and this is Lida Hill. And let's stand up and face east and do our usual, the central prayer of the Jewish people, which is the Shema. Ready? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever.
Amen. And let's do the Hatov V'Hametir. Hatov V'Hametir. All right, ready? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Hatov V'Hametir. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. And we're going to sing. I know you guys love to sing. Singing is good. And let's turn this thing up a little bit. Oseh shalom bimromav.
Thank you.
Bimroma. The B there is the preposition in. Marov is high place. Who is the preposition? Masculine pronoun?
He.
Ya'ase is the future tense for ose. So he will make peace. Aleinu. Upon us. The new, remember new is we. And then when you, like Susanu is our horse. This is upon us. Okay, us. Okay, ve'al kol Yisrael, and upon all Israel, and you say, amen. Imru, it's an imperative. Imru. I'm saying it. You guys say, amen. Like you say, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise. Yeah. Okay. It's a beautiful song. Let's see if I find another beautiful song here. I know you will like this one.
Pieces everywhere.
Yerushalayim shel zahav ve shel nehoshet ve shel or. Yerushalayim, of course, is Jerusalem. Shel. Okay, this is modern Hebrew. Remember, I taught you about the construct chain because there's no preposition of, right? Like Ben David, son of David. Okay. Now, in the modern Hebrew, there is preposition of, and that is shel, right here. Okay. Yerushalayim shel zahav. Zahav is gold. So this is Jerusalem of gold. Okay. Ve is the conjunction end, and shell of nechoshet is bronze. Ve is end, shell is of or is light. Very good. So this is Jerusalem of gold, Jerusalem of bronze, and Jerusalem of light. Because when the sun shines in that city of Jerusalem, it looks like gold shining, gold and bronze and light together. Beautiful. Halo lechol. This is actually a question. Halo lechol. Le is to, kol, kol is all. Okay, here is song. But here, there is the ik. Remember the pronominal suffix for feminine? Susayik. Okay? Susayik is your horse to a woman. This is shirayik, is your song. Okay? The writer is talking to Jerusalem. Okay? Doesn't it to all song? Ani, what is ani? I kinor is harp. Okay. Halo lekol shirayik ani kinor. Ani kinor. Am I not the harp within all your songs? To make it smooth. And then again, Yerushalayim shel zahav veshel nechoshet veshel or. Halo lekol shirayik ani kinor. Remember the word Kinneret? What is Lake Kinneret?
Same as like
the Sea of Galilee. Okay. Why is it Kinneret? Because
it's a shape of a heart.
Sea of Galilee is a shape of the heart. Kinor, Kinneret. Sea of Galilee is Sea of Kinneret.
The Jews call it Lake
Kinneret. Lake Kinneret. Yeah, it's not a sea. It's a lake.
Yeah.
But in Hebrew, when you say...
Well, it's like a sea because it has waves.
Exactly. But anyway,
so I
need you more. I mean, I am a harp.
A
liar. Okay, let me ask Anita to open us up in prayer, please. Bevakasha.
Father God, we just come before you today, and we just thank you for this beautiful day and for us being able to worship you and praise you, Lord. We have to have this wonderful class, so we may know a little and learn a little bit more of your word and your grammar, and please just help each one of us for a little bit more to sink inside, so that we can show ourselves approved. And Lord, we just again we thank you for our beloved teacher. Lita Hill, and we just thank you for this class, and we thank you in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah.
Amen. B'Shem Yeshua. Be in Shem, name Yeshua, Jesus, in Jesus' name. B'Shem Yeshua. B'Shem Yeshua. You know what really helped me speak Hebrew? When I pray in Hebrew. You know, I struggled a lot before, but you know, when I open my mouth and when I talk to my father, I talk to him in Hebrew. B'Shem Yeshua, in Jesus' name. Okay, well, tonight we are going to talk about verbs. This is it. But before we do that, let's talk about roots. We're going to talk about root words. How did the Jewish writers, the Masoretes or the scribes or, you know, even the prophets back then, how did they manage to put together words? Okay. Now, in English, it's kind of similar. Like when I say the word walk, you know, I love to walk. Walking is good for me. I am walking. Okay? Different meanings of the word walk. Okay, but W, L, K. Those roots are in the words walks, walked, walking. Okay? So that's the same thing with Hebrew. So right there. You see this tree? The roots of this tree are just three consonants. The ayin, the bet, and the dalet. Okay. Out of these three root letters, we make other words, just like what I've said. From the word walk, we have walks, walked, walking. Okay, and they have different names too. Walk can be a noun. Okay, my walk yesterday was awful. It rained. So walk, in that context, walk is what? A noun. I was walking by the road and I saw a big coyote. Ooh, okay, I was walking, that's a verb, right? Past tense. Walking is good for me. Now, walking, it becomes a what? A noun. Okay? Same in Hebrew. All right? So, when we see these letters here, there's no pointings. What they mean is just everything, all the words that will come out from these three root letters have something to do with work or labor, okay, or service. All right? So, when we put the pointings under these three root letters, we have, let's take this one letter here, I mean one word. How do we read this word? Okay, this is segol segol. Segol segol. Eved. The first syllable has the stress, or... Okay, or the accent, Eved. And here you see Eved, that word Eved came from these three root letters, okay? And when we add those vowel points, the segol, segol, this becomes a word, and this is a noun, and this is servant. Eved is a servant. Okay, now, let's add this vowel here. This is a, what vowel is this? What sound?
Oh.
Oh, okay. And this is a silent consonant. So this is the O sound. And then you add these two letters. How do we say this? Oved. Oved is the son of?
Jesse.
The father of Jesse, the son of Boaz and Ruth. So this is a proper name now. With a different pointing, it becomes a it's different from Eved. This is now a proper noun, or this is actually a verb. A proper noun and a verb. Now, this means he works or he worships. Okay? Oved. This is masculine singular present tense. All right? So let's add a letter mem. Remember Moshe veKaleb, Moses and the dog? Okay, Moses and the dog. How did we come up with that? Okay? They're all dead. Let me use mine.
Okay.
Moshe. Okay, we're gonna do Moshe. Okay, this is the Cholem, and then Ve. This is a Vav. And we read this. Moshe ve Caleb. Moses and dog. That's, but we have to say it smoothly in English. Moses and the dog. These are all what? These are all prefixes. Okay? So now let's take this M prefix and let's add it to the three root letters, Ayin, Bet, and Dalet. Now, this word, ma-vad, okay, ma-vad, now becomes work, the noun work, by adding a prefix, mem. All right? Now, next word, let's take this one. How do you read this?
Avodah.
Avodah. Very good. Avodah. Now we added a suffix, hey. There is no prefix here, but there's a suffix, hey, here. And of course, that's a colon vav. That's a vowel pointing, okay? So avodah, it means it has something to do with serving still, with working, with being a servant. Avodah means service, okay? Okay, service. Now, this one is a little bit different. This is the awesome avodah. But this one, can we read this? Avu. This is avu. The other one is avo. Avodah, now this becomes labor. Okay, so all these words have the same meaning, so to speak, coming from these three root letters. Okay? And tonight, we are going to look at some words that are put together from certain words. Can I go to the next page now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Hebrew word patterns. All right. When you see, okay, let's take a look at this side first. You see kuf, te, and lamed. Okay. At this point, these are just letters. Now, the true meaning of k and then t and la, okay, when you put them together without any pointings, just like ayin, bet, and dalet, it has something to do with work and service. Now, katal or kuf, tate, and lamed has something to do with killing. Okay,
killing.
Not murder, but killing. Like you kill a chicken. Okay. You kill a rabbit. Okay, so these are just placeholders. These are just formulas that we're going to use, okay? Placeholders. When you see a word with this formula, a kuf, a tate and lamed, with the kamatz, with those vowel pointings, this actually, the word would be an adjective or a noun. Adjective or a noun. Look at the letters. They do not have any dagesh. Do you know what the dagesh is? The pointing in the middle, okay, the piercer. So when you see a word that looks like this, you think, aha, you are a noun, or aha, you must be an adjective, okay? So this point, this form, this formula is either a noun or an adjective. Now, next formula. You see, the same, it's still the same root letters, kuf, tet, and lamed, but different pointings, right? The first consonant has a patak, the second consonant has a kamat, and watch, the tet has a dagesh. All right? When you see something like this, a Hebrew word, you would say, aha, you are an occupation. Occupation, like a nurse, like a doctor, an occupation. Okay? Now, look, we still have the three root letters, right? The kuf, the tet, and the lamed. We will add a prefix mem. Okay? And the kuf has a shabbat, and the tet has a kamat. When you see this kind of form, this is a noun, and this particular noun is a place, like a church, okay, like a tabernacle, okay? Okay, look at the next one. It's a little bit complicated now, but you still see the root letters, right? Mm-hmm. You see the kuf, you see the tet, and you see the lamed. Mm-hmm. But we have a prefix tav here. You notice that we do not have a tav here. Okay? That's a different prefix as opposed to the tav. And later on, you will find out. Okay? So, when you see a word with this form that looks like this, this is taktul. Okay? By the way, this is katal. Katal, miktal, taktul. When you see this form, this is also a noun, but most of the time they're abstract noun. Abstract noun. Like faith, like honesty, like beauty. Something that you do not see, right? Okay? So these are word patterns in Hebrew. Yes, Pat.
How do you pronounce the last one?
Taktul.
Taktul.
This is the shurek, this is the U sound. Okay? This is the tab, the ta sound. The kuf is the k sound, tak, and then tul, the tate. And then the shurek. And then the lamed. Taktul. Okay, so these are just placeholders, remember. Okay? Like, you see this? You see the root pa la s, okay? These are the root. These are the roots. But look, you got the idea?
Yes.
Pleasing plus pulse. Okay, the katal pattern, ktil, the ktling, ktul, ktel, ktol. Okay, so look at this. Preach, dream, glut, boom. See this? See how you place them here. So you guys have an idea now, right? Very good. So we are going to go back here and play a little bit. If you still remember the forms, okay, remember the first one is either adjective or noun. The second one is occupation. The third one is noun,
place.
A place. The last one is abstract nouns. Okay, so we have samples here. So remember this form. This is either a noun or an adjective. Katal. Now, here we are. We will ask this word, aha. Are you an adjective or are you a noun? Because you have the kamats kamats. How do we read this? Chacham. Chacham. And what is chacham? Wisdom. It is a noun. Okay? Can we read this?
Adam.
Adam. And Adam is?
Man.
A man. It is a noun. What about this? Katan. This is a noun. Katan. And katan is an adjective. Katan means small. Katan is small. So you now have this form. So when you see a word, when you start reading Hebrew, okay, and when you see this form, you go, you have a clue. Aha, you must be a noun. You must be an adjective. Okay, so here we go. All right, so we have a word here, and the word is, let's read. Yosher, okay? Yosher. And Yosher is straightness. Same root letters, Yod, Shin, and Resh. But when you put the kamatz kamatz, it becomes an adjective. Yosher is the noun. Yashar is an adjective. Straight. You see that? So this will never be an adjective. This will never be a noun. It is this, because this is the noun pattern for the Yod, Shin, and Resh. Okay? Now, there's another example here. Can we read this? Resha. Okay? Resha. And Resha is?
Wickedness.
So that's the noun. If that is the noun, so Rasha must be?
Wicked.
Very good. And this is an adjective. Okay? Just like straight and straightness. Okay? So you still remember the form. The form. The katal with the kamatz kamatz. Okay. So, next word.
Rochav.
And rochav is the noun, which means width. So now we still have the same root letters, but different pointing. So this is rachav is
wide.
Kol hakavod. Yeah, I remember when my classmates, because this is level A. We started with 14 students, and of course, all of us are from different parts of the world. Our teacher was in, my teacher was in Pennsylvania. At the end of the whole, you know, class, you know, after about 9 months, there's only two people left. Myself and Margaret. And I made good friends with Margaret. Because there's only two of us. After 3 months, they're all, you know, trapped. And they paid so much money. I'm like, come on. Thousands of dollars. Okay, so you're getting it. You're getting it. Okay? Yashar, Rasha, Rachav. Okay? Those are the forms for nouns and adjectives. Uh-oh. Now we get to a different form. Remember this? This form? So what this might be?
Occupation.
Okay, so this is occupation. Okay, so let's read this. Rakav. Okay, rakav. This word is something to do with writing. With writing. Okay? So if these three root letters, resh, kav, and vet, has something to do with writing, and this is supposed to be an occupation. What is rachav as an occupation?
Be an author, an editor, right?
No, a writer.
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 Oh, writer.
No, writer. Sorry.
Writer.
Rachav. So, okay, what?
Wait. So
what does a man when he does a lot of writing? What do you call him?
Right.
Being a cowboy.
Jockey.
A journalist.
Go back to Hebrew. We don't have a jockey. a charioteer. Charioteer. Ben-Hur.
A chariot.
A chariot, the one who rides a chariot.
Oh, chariot.
Chariot. Chariot. Charioteer. That's an occupation.
Merkabah is a
Merkabah. Exactly.
Like a modern day tank.
Correct.
Correct.
Or a chariot.
Merkabah. A chariot. Yes.
Or chariot in the old.
And Rehoboth right. is a station, a train station. Has something to do with riding. Resh, Kaf, and Bet. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the next letter. I mean, next word.
Kala.
Kala. Very good. Now, these three root letters has something to do with like shooting something, you know, like an arrow.
An archer.
Oh,
archer.
No, not an archer. This is like a. I can't, because I'm going back to the modern version. It is a sniper.
Sniper.
Kala.
Rifleman.
Okay, now, this one, can we read this?
Sobal.
This one is Sobal.
Sobal.
Okay, and I forgot what the meaning of this word. It's going to come back to me. Okay, so you got the idea, right? You got the idea? So just don't forget the formulas. Okay, now this one is fun. Let's see here. Now that we know that this form is for occupation, okay, katal. Remember the first consonant has the patak underneath, the second consonant has a dagesh with the kamats underneath, okay? We have a few of them here, okay? Look at this side here. Can we read?
Dog.
And dog is?
Fish.
Fish. If dog is fish, now, let's read this. Dayag. Dayag. And dayag is?
Fisherman.
So the root, dalet, and gimel, all right, there's two from dog, fish, okay, has something to do with fishing. Dayag is fisherman. Okay, let's read this. This is a hirik. Din. Din. And din means judgment. Okay, so if din is judgment, how do you say a judge? This formula? Dayan. Dayan. The name Dayan is judge. And by the way, this is where you get the root, or the name Dan, Daniel. Dan is a judge. El is El God. God is
my
Dani. God is my judge. So judge is Dayan. Okay. Next word is over here. Sayid. Sayid. Now, and Sayid is hunting. If Sayid is hunting, you want to make a an occupation out of Sayid, you will make this form to make occupation. How do we read this? Sayad. And Sayad is hunter. Okay.
Is that connected to the name Sayid?
Because
there's a lot of people in the Middle East named Sayid.
Probably. Yeah. Good catch. Sayid. Yes. Wow. So this form, remember, patak and kamats with the dagesh in the middle consonant, that is occupation. Okay? Okay. So let's take a look at these. Let's see which one is occupation, which one is a adjective, and which one is a noun. Let's read this. Kashat. Now, kashat has the patak and the kamats and the dagesh and the middle consonant. So this must be a?
Occupation.
Okay. The word keshet is a bow. You remember that? Mm-hmm. So, if kashat has something to do with bow,
Archer.
Archer. This is an occupation. Kashat is archer. Okay, so the next word is?
Zakar.
And Zakar must, it's not an occupation. Why? Okay, this is either an adjective or a noun. But this is an adjective. Zakar means male. Okay, as opposed to female. Female is nikibah. Nikibah. Zakar is male. Okay, so let's take a look at the next word. Kazakh. Okay, Kazakh. Kazakh, Kazakh, Kazakh. You remember Kazakh?
Courage.
Yes, yes. Okay, strong. Okay, strong. Kazakh has something. Okay, before I say anything else, what is this form?
Noun or
adjective. This one is another adjective. This means strong, Kazakh. And this is where we get the name Ezekiel. Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel. God is strong. Okay? Okay, so let's take a look at the last one. Tabach. Dachet is the. Okay? And based on our formulas, this type is a what?
Occupation.
And these three root letters, Tate, Bait, and Chet, has something to do with cooking.
It's a chef.
It's a cook.
How do you say it?
Tabach.
Tabach.
Uh-huh. This is a cook, a chef. Now, this is a male chef. A female chef is tabachit. Tabakit.
Tabakit.
Mm-hmm. Cora is a tabakit. Do you cook, Cora? A little bit? Okay.
So my wife would be a...
Tabakit. She's a cook. And you are a tabak if you cook.
I don't. She does.
You don't?
She does professionally.
Okay. So we got two downs, okay? We got the occupation and we got the nouns and adjective.
How would you transliterate that?
The tabak?
Yeah.
That's a T, the letter T, A, and then the letter B. And then the KH at the end.
KH, and that's for a male?
A male.
And for a female is?
And you just put the E, tabakhi. You just
put an I?
Uh-huh, put an I, tabakhi. After the kh, put an I, and then the tab, tabakhi.
Tabakhi.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's go to the next formula. So this one, this form will show us what again?
A place.
A place. It's a noun, but it is a place. Okay. All right. So let me see here. Let's take a look at this one first. We add the mem as a prefix, and there's no pointings at all. I'm not pointing. There's no dagesh. Okay. No dagesh for this form. Now, let's take a look at this word, migdal. First of all, again, when you see this type of word, I got four letters here, and I know that mem is normally a prefix. So the root would be gimel, dalet, and lamed. Gimel, dalet, and lamed. And do you remember a word that has gimel, dalet, and lamed? Gadol. What is gadol?
Great
or big. So here, if gadol is big, and when you add the mem prefix and it becomes a place, what would be migdal?
Tower.
Tower. Something that is big or growing. Because the word gadla, okay, it has something to do with growing. All right, gadal means he grew up, gadal, in the verb form. So migdal is a place, it's a tower.
So it's connected to Miriam
Magdalene. Migdal. Mary Magdalene is from a place where there's a migdal. Okay, not necessarily a tower, but a place that is kind of like
it grew. It's high elevation. Yeah. Migdal. Okay?
And what did you say was the previous one?
Migdal. Migdal. This is your form, Migdal. Oh. This is your placeholder. Okay? See, look at the pointings of Migdal and the pointings of Migdal. Okay. Now there is actually an exception here, because the Dalet is a Begad Kefat, remember? It takes a Dagesh. So this Dalet has a Dagesh. Because this is starting a new syllable. Mig is the first syllable, closer to the syllable, and Dal is the second syllable, Migdal. And because, remember our Begad Kefat letters, they take a Dagesh when it starts a syllable. So Migdal, still same formula, the Hirik, the Shiva, and the Kamatz. And there are four letters. Yes. Okay? All right. So let's read this.
Migrash.
Okay, so we investigate. Ooh, there's four letters. And mem is normally a prefix. So the root letters are gimel, resh, and shin. And gimel, resh, and shin has something to do with driving out. This is actually the word garash that was used when, remember Hagar? Remember when Sarah told Abraham, get that maidservant out, because her son is what? Mocking Isaac, remember? Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yes.
So that word, drive out, was used in Genesis 21, I believe, when Hagar was driven out from the presence of Abraham and Sarah. Okay?
How do you pronounce it?
Migrash. When I say garage...
No connection to the English word of driving your car out of a garage?
Good catch. That's exactly what I told my professor. Yeah, but, okay, so if garage has something to do with driving out, migrash means a place. Remember, this is a form of a place, right? Migrash is outside.
Outside.
It's a place outside. Okay. Outside. Migrash is outside. Okay, so let's take a look at the one on top. Let's see. They have the same pointings. Mem, again, is a prefix. And so the root letters would be bet, tet, and chet. Now if you go to Israel, this is a very common word, betach, really? You know, like betach, sure.
Like, you know.
So you don't
yeah, you know, it. Yeah, betach, yeah.
So you don't pronounce the first
one. Oh, this is mivtach. It has something to do with trusting, okay? So when you recite, trust in the Lord with all your heart,
yes.
And do not rely on your insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. The word trust is betach. Okay, trust, betach. Okay, so this three root letters has something to do with trusting. So if this becomes a place, okay, this is actually not a place in this sense. Mivtach is confidence. Confidence. It's a noun, but not necessarily a place. Okay, it has something to do with trusting. So Miftach is confidence. All right. Very good. This is how rich Hebrew is. Okay, so we're going to do some more stuff here. Okay, here we go. I like this one. The root letter shin and kaf and nun has something to do with dwelling. Okay? Now, this word Can we read, please? This is a E. Shochen. This is Shochen. This is a complete sentence. It means he dwells. Okay, that's a verb. Shochen with the independent personal pronoun he already. He dwells. Shochen. Now, if we use our placeholder with the hirik and the shiva and the kamatz, this formula, Mishkan is a dwelling place. You still have the root letters Shin, Kaf, and Nun. Has something to do with dwelling, okay? So Mishkan is the tabernacle. It's the tabernacle in John 1. And he tabernacled with us, Jesus, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Remember? And then later on it says, and the Word became flesh, and Mishkan with us. Okay, Shoken with us. But the dwelling place itself, or the Mishkan, is the tabernacle, the tent. The tent of meeting is called the Mishkan. Okay, so now the word
Bocher,
very good. Bocher, it's not the word Bocher Tov. No, this is different. When you say Bocher Tov, good morning, the sound there is the Kuf, Bocher. This is Bocher. Bocher. This is, again, it's a complete sentence. It means he chooses. Okay? So, if we want to turn this into a noun, not necessarily a place, that means choicest, we will take this form, right? We will add the mem here. Okay? So that's the word. The vet. What else? The ket and the resh, right? We will add the prefix mem. This is me, and this will be the shiva. Mem. And then what is the next pointing? Ah. Mivchar. And so the root letters bet and chet and resh has something to do with choosing. Choosing. So if we want to make it into a noun that means choices, you have this word, mivkar, means best, or you're the choicest. Now, the word chosen people, which are the Jews, okay, the root letter for the word chosen is bet, chet, and resh. Okay? Has something to do with choosing. Mivkar means choicest, or best. Now, the next word, can we please read? Sofer. Sofer has something to do with counting. So this is a complete sentence that says he counts. It's present tense, he counts. Now, we want a noun out of those three root letters. And this is number. We want the word number in Hebrew. So we will, again, okay, use our formula. How is this? This is Miss, and then how do you read this? Miss Par. Why do I have the dot here? Because it starts a syllable. Miss Par means number. Number. Miss Par. Because the root Samek, Fei, and Resh has something to do with counting. Okay? Got it? All right. Okay, last one. You know what? Let's stop here because it's 8 o'clock already. I'm sorry. Wow. And I'm very, very slow. Okay, let's go. But clicking. Clicking.
So it makes sense that I was like, even it took a bunch of stuff.
Leonard Nimoy.
Well, even in Mork and Mindy, remember?
Yeah.
It was actually the same.
So he was Jewish. So when you look at their language, like if you ever watch Star Trek, go back and you listen to them talk, you'll hear some of these words they're saying. Just like
a lot of Hebrew words come from in Hollywood. Yada yada yada. You know.
Yada yada yada.
That's a Hebrew word. Lots of Hebrew words in Hollywood.
Yada.
Like on TV shows and stuff like that.
Yada yada yada. It's Hebrew.
I thought it was yada 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 yada. The only time I kind of just...
But don't ever worry, you know.
Went
don't,
off, it was repetitive.
Don't sweat on this. Don't stress on this.
Yes, macaroon.
It'll come.
Because
those.
So you send this stuff? Or, I mean...
I can send it, yes. Okay. Mispar. Mib.
What's that?
Mibhar. Mispar. What are mispar?
Numbers.
When you want to make it plural.
Samek.
Yeah. Why could you use the
same?
Yeah.
If you use the same, that's going to be a different word, a different meaning.
A different meaning, okay.
Because there are sets of root letters
that
would mean something.
Okay.
Rita, I admire you. You are genius. You memorize everything in very short time.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Those are
Because as a young age in the Philippines. We have a lot of dialects in the Philippines. So my mom is from the south and my dad is from the north. Mm-hmm. So my grandparents spoke different dialects. So we have to speak to Grandma Mendoza, different dialect, different dialect. And then you go to school and you learn English.
No wonder you're so good with the language because you already had a training.
Also you are Japanese. Your pronunciation is much better than my local. They are learning from mom. Just
Are we allowed to stay away from this? Mother is Japanese.
Are you Japanese?
She's Japanese.
Yeah. But I have a moment in the name.
But she speaks.
I've been noticing having a lot of
words. She speaks Samto?
I went to school in Japan.
Oh,
yeah. Going through these
so many languages.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like people in Europe, they speak 6, 7.
Oh,
yeah.
French and German.
German.
Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish. A lot of Spanish, doesn't it?
With
a lot of Spanish.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. About 65% of
my
family.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
If I speak, the right Tagalog, the correct Filipino language, if I read a book, the people, you know, the young Filipinos will not understand what I'm saying.
If I read a book. Spanish English?
No, because a lot of the Filipino conversation now, mm-hmm. It has English and Spanish.
Oh, they're mixed together.
Like Staglish.
So you have the real
Spanglish.
Spanglish
and Tagalog. Spangalo.
I didn't hear too much English, but I heard a lot of Spanish.
Spanish.
Like you can almost figure out the gist of the conversation just by picking out the Spanish words.
Right. Yeah. We call Caballero, esposa,
and even the last names, a lot of the last names are Spanish.
My last name is Spanish.
Yeah, my too.
What's your last name?
Mendoza.
Oh, yeah.
But my grandma's last name is Toledo, which is Hebrew. I'm Jewish. Toledo. Avi Toledo is a very famous Jewish composer.
How do you spell Mendoza?
With a Z.
Oh, same as in Spanish.
No. Yeah. Zion. The Zion.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Portuguese.
Yeah, do you know that a lot of the Spanish names that ended in Z's were Sephardic Jewish?
Sephardic Jewish, yeah. Like Perez?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, are we ready?
Back German.
To the future!
Schwartz.
Okay, let's do Taktul. Here's the placeholder. Oh, Christina's name. Taktul.
They were
all German. Yeah, remember the formula. Now, why does the tab here has a dagesh? Because it is a begad kefat letter. Begad kefat. Okay. All right. Is everybody back yet? Okay. There's two more. Let's wait for them. If you just stay with this and try to read, you know, even though, just try. Because before I enrolled, I was already reading. Because I did a self-study. That's why I was bored, you know, my level one. The first 6 months I was totally bored because what we did was reading, and, you know, doing this. And then second level is actually a lot of verbs. Third level, a lot of binyanims. And then the fourth level is Hebrew poetry, which I love. The Chayasam.
Yes.
I taught Chayasam. Were you there last Friday, Jerry, when we talk about Chayasam?
No.
Oh.
You gotta show that.
Yeah, I know. Maybe next. Remind me to share with you what is Chayasam. This is how you get to the main message or the main point of what the writer is telling you. And there's so many of them. It's called Chayasam. Okay. Is everybody here? Hey, Pokulanu. Where's everybody? Okay. Taktul. Remember, this is what? Abstract. Okay. Can we read this? If this is taktul, this is? Tamrur. Okay. Same sound. Taktul. Tamrur. Okay, and how do we read this?
Tagmul.
Tagmul. Okay, remember? Taktul, tamrur, tagmur. All right, so we know that this is just a vowel. The colored letters are the root letters, the kuf, the tate, and the lamed. So here, it's not colored. I don't know why they do it. Oh, you know why? Because they want you to find the root letters. So the tav here is a prefix. So the mem is a root letter, the resh, and the resh. Okay? Now, where does this word come from, tamrur? If the tav is a prefix, so the mem, resh, resh are the root letters, right? Yeah. The word marar, it has something to do with becoming bitter. Like mara. Remember when the water became mar, bitter? Okay, because Moshe hit the rock instead of talking. Okay, and then remember Naomi? Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. I am bitter. Okay, so tamrur, if Mara, if something, if this marar root letters have something to do with bitter, being bitter. So tamrur, abstract, is? Abstract?
Bitterness.
Very good, Cora. Bitterness. Okay, so it becomes a noun, an abstract noun. Okay, next word. Let's read together. Tagmul. Okay, remember the sound of taktul. Tamrur. Tagmul. Okay, now, so the tav is the prefix, and the u here is just a vowel point, so it is not a root letter. So, gimel. Mem and lamed are the root. Gmu. Do you remember that letter in the Hebrew alphabet? Gimel. What is the original picture of the gimel? A camel. You're getting there. Now the word gamal means a bounty. Bounty. You know, remember when the merchants, they put all their bountiful whatever on the top of the camel. Mm-hmm. All right? So the word gmal has something to do with bounty, okay, or being bountiful. So tagmul is going to become a noun, and it is an abstract. So tagmul is benefit. Benefit. You benefit from the bounty. Okay? Benefit. Okay. And so there are other forms as well. Okay, so if this is taktul, okay, that's your formula, taktul from kuf, tate, and lamed. We have these three root letters. And we're going to make these three root letters into a what? Into an abstract noun, and using this formula, we can do it. Let's see. Okay, where's my pen? There you go. Okay, so help me here. Let's do the taktul. I'm gonna go ahead and write it here. So, what are our letters? Noon, chet, and mem. Very good. And so, in order for us to make this an abstract noun, what prefix do I use? Tate. Tate. Tav.
Tav.
Okay, we are going to put a dagesh on the tav because this is a begat kefat letter and it's starting a word. And according to our formula, we will put a patak right here, right? Mm-hmm. And this is? Shiva. And what about this? The U. Okay. So what we're going to do is we'll put the U right here. And that is not a root letter, okay? It's just a vowel. The root letters are nun, chet, and mem. Okay, let's do it. So, the root word nun, chet, and mem has something to do with comfort. Oh, did I just say the word?
Yeah.
Okay. Not really. The root letters nun, chet, and mem has something to do with consoling. Okay?
To console.
Okay. And so, if that root letter say that has something to do with to console, to comfort. So, what is tankum? Tankum.
Comforting.
Comforting. Okay. And so that is your abstract noun. Okay, so next, what are our root letters?
Mem.
What else? Resh. And kum. And what's our formula? We add the tav. Okay, and we put the patak underneath. And then shaba underneath here. And then we will add a u vowel, the shurek. And so now we read this word as what? Come on, spit it out. Tamruk.
Tamruk.
Okay. So, the root letters are mem, resh, and kuf. Has something to do with scouring. Yeah, scouring, like when you're doing dishes. And there's a really very yucky pan, and you're scouring it, okay? So, cleaning it, scouring it. Okay, so we will make these three letters into an abstract. So tamruk is rubbing.
Rubbing.
Rubbing or scouring. Okay, rubbing. R-U-B-B-I-N-G, rubbing. Okay, so that's how you do it. That's how you form nouns. Ay, ay, ay. So we are not going to finish, but this one is important. Okay. Let's read this.
Melech.
Melech. This is Seko Seko. Let's read this. Mamlecha. Okay. What is Melech?
King.
Now, out of these three root letters, we have Mamlecha. This is a prefix. You see the three root letters here in the middle? And then the hey at the end. Okay? Now this has a prefix and a suffix. Now we are creating this word mamlaha. Mamlaha means kingdom. Kingdom. Now, we have here meluch. Can you read it with me? Melucha. Okay, melucha. We see the three root letters. Mem, lamed, and kaf. The u here is a vowel, and this is the suffix. Melucha means kingship. Okay? Can we read this one? Molech. In the Old Testament, when you hear about Molech, what's the very first thing that comes into your mind?
The child sacrifice kids.
Yes. This is the God. The God where, you know, those pagans would sacrifice their children. Molech. But this three root letters has something to do with kingship. Molech actually is a verb. This is a complete sentence that means he reigns. He reigns as a king. So Molech is actually not a bad word at all. They just derived the word Molech from the verb, he's reigning, he reigns. Because Molech, to the pagan brain, is the one who's reigning. And so they worship Molech and sacrifice Molech.
The name Malcolm comes from that.
Malcolm, yes.
Yeah.
Malcolm X. Okay.
Malcolm in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Let's read this. Milka. Okay, this is a K sound. Milka. This is a proper noun. Milka. Who is Milka? The daughter of who? Who was given to David?
Oh,
Milka is the daughter of Shaul. Milka. Yeah. The first, I believe that's the father. First.
Michael.
Michael is different.
No, but at the translation, God says no. Michael.
And the English
translation.
Will we get the name Michelle?
Okay, Michael is different. Michael is Mikael. Mikael. Mika Mocha. Like Mika Mocha. Who is like you? So Mikael. Mikael. Okay, Mika. Mikael is who is like God. Who is like God? It has a. This is El, and this is a question. Me, who, and Ka is the preposition like. Like, remember that? Like. The preposition, like, to, and in preposition. Who like God? Mikael, the angel Michael. His name means who is like God. Okay, so
that's also the same as about queen, right?
Malka. Oh, no. Malka is queen. Very good. Okay, so we are not gonna finish this because I really want to go to the verbs now. Atal verbs. Okay. We are going to start with past tense, perfect tense. Why is it that in the Bible there's a lot of past tenses? It's because it's a narrative. The Bible happened already. You know, the stories happened. So there's a lot of, he did this, she did this, she went there, they went here, they worshipped, you know? So there's a lot of perfect tenses. Okay? So, katal is just a placeholder. Okay? Remember, remember our forms. Oh, okay, here we go. This katal is what? Noun or verb or adjective. This katal is?
Occupation.
Okay, there's another form of katal. And this is this. Switch. Okay? Just like the occupation, but the pointing switch. This word katal is what we're going to use as a name for past tense. Okay? When I say, oh, it's a katal. Oh, that verb is a katal. Oh, that verb is past, in the past tense. Okay? If you, when you see this form, this formula, that means that it's a verb. Not an adjective, not a noun, not an occupation. Okay? So it is very important that you will look closely. Okay? Now, the word katal, which we're going to use as a word for past tense, is actually a complete sentence in the past. It's already done. Okay? This means he killed. Okay, and you will be asking me, where's the independent personal pronoun who? Remember, who is?
He.
He. But how did this become he killed? I don't see the pronoun who. In Hebrew, when you talk about conjugations, you will not, especially in the past tense, you will not see the independent personal pronouns. This is understood. That this is a third masculine singular. And masculine singular does not have any prefix or any suffix. It's the three root, they're the three root letters. Okay? Do it. Okay. Did I send you these? This?
Yes.
Okay. Some of this translation is wrong. Last Friday we caught it. Huh. Okay. These are the most popular verbs, Hebrew verbs. Okay. And you notice they are in alphabetical order. Aleph, Aleph, Bet, Bet. Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. There's one Gimel. And Dalet, Dalet. And there's Hey. And then
Zion.
There's no Vav. And then Zion, Chet, Tet, Yod. Okay, and so on. And there's total 100 verbs. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, these letters are just, these consonants are just root letters. They do not have any pointings, right? Let's go here. The letter Aleph, Vet, and Dalet, when you put that together, this has something to do with being destroyed or perish, okay? The Aleph, Hey, and Vet has something to do with loving, okay? Now, these root letters are to be conjugated in order for you to form verbs in present tense, past tense, and future. Okay? By adding suffixes, prefixes, or adding the vowel point. Just like what happened to the katal. Remember, we have three katals now. Yeah. We had the kamatz kamatz, we have the patak kamatz. Now this is a kamatz patak, which is totally different story. This is now a verb. Okay? So now, let's see here. What time is it? This is my most favorite.
So your number on the side is the strong number?
Yes. The strong number. Okay. Correct. Katal. All right. We will start with third masculine singular. This guy here is talking about this guy, Katal. He killed. He killed. So that is a complete sentence, which is in the past tense. Okay? Now, we are going to use this as placeholders, right? Okay. Let's go to third feminine singular. Look, the third masculine singular, there's no additional suffix or prefix. But when it comes to the third feminine singular, here's again the formula. It's all about the formulas. It's a lot of memorizing. And that's why, you know, when I was still doing this, my first level, my husband was so mad at me because I was dreaming it.
Wow.
I was katalti, katalta, katalta. There he is, my husband. And he goes like this. Okay, so you notice that there's difference in pointings. Katal is like that. He killed, third masculine singular. Now, she killed is different pointings. And like you said, it is katela. Okay? Katela. Now, this is a vocal shaba because it is preceded by a long vowel a. Katela. Okay? So this is our additional letter to form third feminine singular. She killed. Katela. Next. Okay, let's take a look at this one. This is fun. Okay, first of all, let's take a look at this different colored word. What do you see? Resh, Daleth, and Fe. It is a face of Fe. It has the same form as Katal. It's not a kamatz kamat, it's not a patah kamat, so this must be a verb, and this is in the third masculine singular, past tense. Okay? So, let's read. Ha'arye. Radaf. Acharei. Okay. Ba'ariyeh radaf acharei hachaya. This is the past tense. This means he chased. Very good. Okay. This is the past tense. This is the verb. Okay. And this is actually your now or your subject. And the subject is Ha'ariyeh, the lion. Kehilat Ariel. Ariel. Ari is a lion. Kehilat Ariel is our synagogue, means Ariel. Kehilat is a place or a temple.
Congregation.
Kehilat. You see, it has the tav, that means it is construct chain. A congregation of Ariel. Lion of God. Ari is here. Okay. Ha'arye radaf acharei hachaya. The lion chased after the animal. Chaya is animal. Okay? So let's take a look at this one. Okay. Ha'ish barach Mipnei Hacheret. Okay, so the man Barak means fled. This is third person masculine singular past tense. This is a katal form. Okay, Barak. This he fled. So the man fled from the face of the sword. That's how you transliterate it. The man fled from the face of the sword. Okay, now we're done with the third person. Now we go to the second person. You are talking to a man. This guy is saying to this man, you killed. And this is the form of the second person masculine singular. We call it 2MS. The second masculine singular has a suffix, tav, okay, with the vowel pointing a. So this is, read with me.
Katalta.
Okay, very good. The accent is on the A, the last syllable, katalta. Katalta, you killed. Okay, Jerry, I'm pointing at you. Katalta, you killed. Okay, here you go. These are the root letters. We have the same root letters, kuf, tate, and lamed. But when we add the tav plus the vowel pointing A, it becomes second person masculine singular past tense, you killed. Let's go to the lady. Katalt. Okay, the other one is katalta. The other one is katalt. Do you remember the independent personal pronouns? Second person is ata.
Yes.
To a man. Second person woman is at. At. They match. Okay? So this is katalt. This is your suffix with the shiva at the end. Means you killed an. You killed. Korah, you killed something. Okay? Alright, so let's take a look here. Let's see if we have an example. Okay. There's no example. Okay, let's take this example, this word, yod, shin, and vet. Okay, these three letters has something to do with sitting. Okay, so we are talking to this man in the, okay, he did this, he sat. Okay, second person. You sat. Yesterday you sat on something. By using this form, how are we going to do it? And these is our root letters. That's your form. Kamats. And what's this?
Patak.
And this?
Shavak.
And what suffix? With a? Can we read? Yashabta. Yashabta, you sat. Yashab.
The dot inside.
No.
No. You sit.
Yashab. Oh, the top. No.
No.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. This is Begat Kefat. I'm sorry. You got me there. I'm sorry. Yashabta. Okay? This is you sat. Now, I'm talking to Jan. Okay? Jan, you sat. And this is our form. How do we do this? Second feminine singular. Oh, I forgot the shin right there. The vet and the tav with the dot. And so we put kamatz, patak, shava. This is second person feminine singular. This is second person masculine singular. Yashabta, you sat. Yashabt. Yashabt is you sat. You sat, Evelyn. Okay?
How do you pronounce the feminine?
Yashabt. 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 I'm sorry, I keep saying B. Yashabt. I know. Okay. So this one is pretty easy because the pronominal suffix that we use when we say my horse is Susi. Susi is my horse. And then when I say I,
ani,
the E at the end. Now this is the first common, okay? This is first person common. When I say common, this would be male and female. This would be feminine and masculine. Levi can say katalti. Evelyn can say katalti because this is common, first person. This is what we call 1CS. First common singular. When I want to say I killed, I would say katalti. This is our form. Okay, this is our form, katalti. Now, using these root letters, yod, shin, bet, and I want to say, I sat. How do I do this? Ya, pata, shava, and then tab. Look at our formula. Hirik, yod. Yashavti, I sat. I sat. Yashavti. Yashavti. Okay? This is katal. Yashavti. Katal. Oh, wait a minute. Katalti, katalta. Okay. Atalti. No, this is Yeshavti. I'm sorry. Yeshavti. Atalti. Katalti, katalta, katal, katal, katela, kataltem, katalten.
You have to memorize.
Yeah.
You have to learn that.
You have to memorize.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, so let's try to read this. Okay.
Vayomer
et
kola.
Kole, this is chamatz, the ah sound. Kolecha. Okay, this is kolecha. Okay, because this is a long o ba. This is a vocal shaba. Okay, vayomer et kolecha. Let's read this. Oh, look at that. Same as. Same formula.
Shamati.
When we say Shama. Okay, what is Shama?
Here.
So here is Shamati.
I heard.
I heard. Very good. So you're getting it. Vayome et kolka. Shamati bagan. Vaira. Ki eirom anuchi. Ve'echabe. Okay? So this is in Genesis. And he said, okay, the voice, Kolka, and he said, your voice I heard in the garden. Ba'ira, I was afraid. Ki is because. Eirom, I am naked. Be'acha, ba'e chave. Okay, ba'e chave is so I hid. So now this is again another form of past tense, ba'e chave. Anyway, our point here is this word, shamati. I heard. From the root letters are shin, mem, and ayin. Shin, mem, and ayin has something to do with hearing, listening. Okay, shamati, I heard. Okay, so here, I heard, I sat, I walked, and I offered. Okay, so let's see here. Here is the root letters for sitting. These are the root letters for hearing. Oh no, this one is not offered. This is the root word for eating. Okay, that's a big turkey leg, I think. Now, hey, lamed, chav has something to do with walking. Lech lecha. From halach. Okay? Whew. Let's see. Now, third person common. The third person plural does not it's the same form. Okay, katelu. They killed. This is your ending for the third person common. Okay. Third person common plural. Because there's two of them. Katelu. They killed. Alright, so there's the suffix, the u suffix. Okay, so here we have Beha Anashim Radfu. Okay. The word radfu, just like you notice that form, is the same as katelu. This is radefu. I'm sorry, it's not radfu. It's radefu. Radaf. Remember the word radaf? Chased. Chased, okay. Radaf is chased. Radefu is?
They chased.
Remember this form. Katelu, radefu, they chased. Okay, So now, let's take a look at this word. It's the same formula, the same format. Samek, Gimel, Resh has something to do with closing. Sageru. They shut or they closed. Okay, so Radepu, they chased. Sageru, they shut the gate. All right. So, second person, masculine plural, to MP.
Atem.
Remember Atem? Very good. To MP is Atem. Independent, personal, to MP. This is second person, masculine plural. Independent, personal, pronoun is Atem. We add the word, the letters Kuf, Tet, and Lamed with the ending Tem. Now it means you guys, you killed. You killed something, you killed a chicken. Okay? You killed. This is Ketal Tem. Ketal Tem. All right? You killed. You guys killed something. I'm talking to women. They killed something. So I'm talking to them. I would say, you women, you killed. Ketal ten. Ketal ten. Just like the independent personal pronoun, what?
Aten.
Aten. So if you know your independent personal pronouns, you will easily memorize the katal. Now, when I say katal, I mean past tense. The past tense, the conjugation of the verb in the past tense. Conjugation. Okay. All right, so it is very important if you know your independent personal pronouns, you will easily get this. Okay, so that second person feminine plural, let's go to first person common plural. We have one CS. First person common singular, Yashabti, I sat. So I want to make this we sat. So we will, our form would be first person common plural, one CP. Okay? And this is easy because your independent personal pronoun we is anachnu. See the nu? Mm-hmm. Okay? Katalnu is we killed. We killed. Now, I want to say we sat. Yashavnu. We sat. I want to say, let's see, we chased. What is chase? Radaf, right? Radafnu. Okay. Sageru is they closed. I want to say we closed. Sagarnu. You're getting it. So the key is memorizing all those independent personal pronouns. Okay, so let's see here. This is our verbal suffixes, independent pronouns, and they are all in your books, in your book, in your textbook. Okay, Ani, look at this. Ani, let me see here. Ani corresponds with?
First common
singular. Uh-huh, katalti. This is first common singular. Second person, masculine, is ata. Atalta. Second person, feminine, singular is at, you. You killed katal. You see the similarities here? The similarities here?
Yes.
And then the E and the E. First person, common, plural. Anachnu. Katalnu. This is the similarities there. Atem. You, men. Ketaltem. Next is?
Attend.
You women. You killed. Get that 10. Now the third person. Third person singular. Does not have any suffix or any prefix. It's just simply the three root letters. Okay? Katal. He killed.
Or she killed.
She killed is this one. Remember the form? Katela. Katela is she killed. Now, okay, on the bottom here is the third person. Okay? Third person masculine singular, third person feminine singular, and then third person common plural. Katelu. They killed. It doesn't matter. A group of men or a group of women or mixed or men and women. Katelu. They killed. She killed. He killed. We killed. You killed. You killed.
But isn't it the personal pronoun for she, he?
This does not correspond with the personal with independent personal pronoun because katal doesn't have any similarities with who. Katela doesn't have any similarities with he. Katelu does not have any similarities with him and hen. Only these. The third person don't. Okay, that's why they're separate here. Okay? Oh, 10 minutes. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so in this passage here, we see this word. How do we read this? Patah. Patah. Is this an adjective? Is this an occupation? Or is this a verb?
It's a verb.
Because of the formula. It is a patah and a kamat. The patah and patah is adjective or noun. And the patah and the kamat is occupation. Okay? So this is your verb here. And it does not have any suffix. So this must be a third masculine singular. Remember, all the time, the third masculine singular in the conjugation, it's just the three root letters. Okay? All right. So patah means he closed. Oh, I'm sorry. He opened. Okay, sagar is closed. Patah is open. Okay? Now, remember, we can make words out of those three root letters. Patach is pei, tav, and tet, right? Those are the root letters. I want to make a noun derived from these three root letters. These are just root letters. So if I add a mem, I'm making a noun, okay? If I add the vowel points, okay, this is going to be a F sound because this is going to be the ending of a vowel. Can you read this? Mafi. This is a furtive patak. So this is mafteach. Mafteach. Not mafteha, but mafteya. You read the vowel point first, like the word
you.
Noah. It's Noah. Noah and Ar. Okay, Noah. This is a furtive patah. Okay, so going back to this word, we know that these three root letters has something have something to do with opening. Now I add the mem, I created a word. This is mapteach. Mapteach is a key. A key. What do you use the key for?
Open.
To open. All right. That's how you make words. All right. Okay, so let's see. Here we go. Patach. Okay, the pay, the tav, and the chayat has something to do with opening. And samek, gimel, and res have something to do with closing. So this is what you need to remember. Patach, open. There's a P there. Patach, open. There's a common letter there, common sound, P. Okay, patach, open. Sagar, close. There's a common sound there. Sagar and close. There is the sound. Okay, so that's how you remember it. Okay? That's how I remembered it. Patach. Now, if we put a kamatz under the pay, and then the patach under the tav, this means he
opens.
Now, here we put the kamatz here, and then the patach, it means
he closed.
And then your homework is, I want you to conjugate patach and sagar. Patakti, patakta, patakt. Patakha, patakhtem, patakten, taku, pataknu. Okay? Sagar, okay? Sagarti, sagarta, sagat, sagar, sagara. And I want you to say that fast like me. And I want you to dream that.
That's what's sleeping. I know.
Poor baby. Okay? Okay. So, this is actually in your book. Do you read your textbook? Mm-hmm. Yes? Do you do your homework? The homework is tough.
Yes.
Very tough. But you know what? Because of these pictures and colors and stuff, it kind of helps a lot. It helps a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and this is what I'm going to send you. Okay? Okay, so do you have any questions? Your brain's fried. Now, next meeting, I am going to introduce to you the future tense. Okay? So if the past tense have the suffixes, the future tense, they have prefixes. Mm-hmm. It is ecto, tikto, tikto, yiktol, yiktalu, tiktalu, tiktolna. Future. Yeah. And that is just one type of a verb. We are just talking about the kal verb. Kal. Kal. Kal means light or easy. This is just one type or one voice of a verb. We have seven of them.
Wow.
Oh, but we're only going to do kal, the light. Because the rest we have the kal. We have the nif'al, we have the pi'el, the pu'al, we have the hif'il, the huf'al, and the hitpa'el. Those are voices. But we're only going to do kal.
Thank you.
Okay. Any question at all? Anything at all? Welcome to Hebrew.
I have a question with that regarding to what you just explained. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about the plural form with the im.
Yes.
Is the im used for every single pronoun noun?
Im, if the noun is masculine, it will end with im. Susim. Mm-hmm. But there are exceptions. And we will not go there because I don't want to confuse you.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Let me explain to you about the exception.
Because
okay.
I was looking at the words that you gave us, like the apple, orange, and pear, and you added the M to all of them.
Correct. No. Not banana.
No. That's why I didn't mention banana. I didn't mention banana because I know that
I don't have it. Tapuchim, tapuzim, and agazim. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
those are
And they are all masculine?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, the clue for you to identify a feminine word is normally the feminine words end with a, with a hey at the end, banana. Mm-hmm. Banana is ba. Uh-oh. Ba. Na. Na. Ba. Na. Na. Banana. Yeah, yeah. Okay? So this is your clue. The hay. The kamatz hay. This is feminine. But not... And then when you turn this into plural, the hay drops, and then you add the o, the bananot. Okay, watch this, though. Can we...
Is it the same for pineapple?
Ananas. Is
ananas? That's the plural?
Banana. Ananasim.
Ananasim.
Okay? Or ananas. Ananasim. Yeah, yeah. Okay, but remember I told you about the exception? I want you to read this.
Gag.
Okay? Gag. Now, you would think that this is a masculine, right? Okay? But when I put this in the plural form, it would be like this. Ah! Okay, I'll use my. Okay.
Gagot.
So, how in the world this... This has a form of masculine, but this, oh, but when it, but when you make it plural, it has the ot, because it is one of those exceptions. Gag is a roof.
Roof.
Gagot, roofs. Is that roofs or roofs? F, roofs, right?
V. Roofs,
okay? Exception. Not all masculine words. When you put it into their plural form, end with im,
and that's the
some with ot.
That's the same
sounds
spelling.
Better.
That's
sounds
the same
better.
Spelling for
Father's
Gog.
Gog.
Huh?
Gog.
And Magog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the same
is
spelling?
Gog and Magog. Yes.
Is that
yes?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Gog and Magog.
Those space, right? No. So what does that mean?
Oh, Gog is roof. Gagot, roofs.
Roof.
The roof of your house. Yes.
Okay.
And so, you will only find out if this is a either masculine or feminine when this is being modified by an adjective. Okay? So, this will be gagot, gedulim. Gedulim, okay, gagot gedulim, because this is
masculine.
The masculinity of the word would be revealed by the adjective that's describing it. So it's a like oxymoron, right? You know, gagot gedulim. Like Evan, what is Evan? Stones, okay, stones. Evan, when you make it plural, it's Evanim, right? But when you describe it, Evanim Gedolot. So it is actually feminine. Okay, I don't want to hide anymore. Okay. Erase that.
Sorry, I asked.
I know. It's okay, because I didn't catch on that. It was, you know, I was supposed to, you know, give that to you. One message, but... You know, it is very confusing. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. this is hard. Hebrew is one of the hardest languages out there. But it is your word, though. But that's your language. And you said, Lord, study to show thyself. Uh-huh. And that's exactly what Paul was telling Timothy. And so, Lord, we want to study. We want, Lord, to go deeper. And so we would understand what really is being taught to us from your holy word, Father God. So we thank you. We give our lives to you. We give our brains to you, Lord. I help my brothers and sisters to learn because it's so much fun. It's such a blessing, especially, Lord, when, you know, when we communicate to you in your language, Father, it's just heavenly. And I want this experience to be experienced by my brothers and sisters as well. So we give you back all the glory and thanks and praises. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
In the name of Jesus. So we pray with this add on B'Shem Yeshua. We remember that.
B'Shem Yeshua.
Thank you.